pleasure to have with us on Trot Radio Mike Curry, who is running for the Progressive Conservatives in Prince Edward Island. He's no stranger to politics, having been elected to the Legislative Assembly in that beautiful province three times. In fact, he was the Minister of Public Works. In addition to all that, Mike Curry is an avid racing fan, a racehorse owner at one point, I believe, Mike, right?
Yes, that's true, and had the pleasure of having a horse race in our famous race here, the Gold Cup and Saucer, a number of years ago, and that itself, just being in the race, was quite a thrill for me as a horse owner.
It really is a special thing. You were, or have been, out on the hustings, and you spoke to a group of horse people and delivered some rather positive statements about, you know, just how important the industry is to PEI. But it's not just PEI that harness racing is vitally important to.
That's for sure. In this province, or in any province, harness racing industry is a major economic contributor to our economy. When you take all these major races and horse sales, they draw people in from all parts of Canada, and that, of course, is an extra benefit to our province. In our province here alone, between Lobster Carnival and Gold Cup and Saucer Weeks, and our yearling sales and our stakes races, that's probably one of the biggest contributors to our tourism package. Yeah. And the spin-offs from that just go tenfold out. Yeah. To all of our economy, whether you're selling hay or oats or harness or cottages for these people that come and watch our great harness racing industry.
Well, I believe, if I've got the numbers right, that the racing industry, for every dollar the government spends on it, it kicks out 10 back in benefits.
That's what the last study shows, and we put this in place a number of years ago. As a former government, we made a major investment into the infrastructure, into stabilization of our purse structure for the province, and also to enhance genetics and the breeding side of it. And the industry has picked up, and they certainly have improve the genetics in harness racing in this province.
In one of your stump speeches, you said that the Harper government has implemented certain measures that have aided the agriculture industry in the form of tax breaks. How directly does that impact on harness racing?
Well, if they can have more accelerated tax breaks within their industry to enhance infrastructure or whatever, or innovation into the harness racing industry, that is an added plus. We have to get more fans to come into the industry. We have to increase our bet, and we have to look at new, creative, innovative ways to keep the fans at the racetrack and to place bets.
Also, bringing in new owners is vitally important, and as you probably know, Section 31 of the Income Tax Act has been challenged successfully to this point. Will you lobby for its removal? Because honestly, $8,250, I think it is, a year is a maximum that one can deduct as a horse owner.
I'll certainly give that fair play and look at it, but I've always believed that any investment you make, you should be able to deduct it from your income. And a lot of people use this as a part-time hobby, but a lot of people make it a full-time livelihood, and I'll support whatever is necessary to make this industry viable and prosperous into the future.
You talked about increasing the bet, and this leads me to my next question, and it has more to do with government regulating bodies, in specifically CPMA. I don't think it's any secret that historically they have put roadblocks to new betting initiatives within the industry, and they haven't been exactly the most courteous. I mean, Ted Smith, former outgoing head of Standard Bred Canada, didn't even get a phone call returned by CPMA. What should or would a Harper government do to change the culture there?
Well, I think what the industry and the fans are looking for is just new and creative ways of making bets, whether they're smaller bets, which, you know, some people are some tracks are doing now to entice more betting, and we're seeing that in Baltimore and other places where that's taking place. I encourage that, and I certainly look forward to working with the industry. I think I always believe, if there's a will, there's a way, and if the industry asks for it, then government should be listening to the industry to try and better their product.
Well, I'll be your first, I guess I'm not your constituent, but I guess indirectly I am. I'll be the first one to tell you to go after them because, you know, this is an issue that's very important. If we want to compete with all the other gaming products that are out there, we need to be able to put these new initiatives in place without the roadblocks, with all due respect, of CPMA. Would you lobby for that?
I will, and I think that the industry itself has done their part in increasing the product, whether it's in you know, the harness racing has become really competitive, and we see good breeding, we see excellent 2 and 3 year olds now, and our age horses are also doing good. So it's they have done their part, and they've invested in good pedigree and genetics to bring that product to the racetrack, and certainly I think government should sit down with the industry and try and make this work all over.
Well, it's good to have somebody who aspires to go to Parliament that comes from our world. We wish you the very best of luck, Mike Curry, and good luck out there on the campaign trail. Thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Well, thank you very much, and anytime at all. I'll see you in Reno Carton when I get up there.
Very good, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.